Hey, this is Sherry Gregory.
And Amy Carroll.
And you're listening to Grit and Grace, Good Girls Breaking Bad Rules, episode 35 and a half.
Our interview with Shanti Feldhahn about her new book, The Kindness Challenge, 30 Days to Improve Any Relationship, was so good, we just had to put editing aside and share it all.
So without further ado, here's the rest of our convo. So really, this could have been called the anti-selfishness challenge. That just wouldn't have sold very well.
Probably.
Amy and I talk so often with perfectionists, we're all or nothing. And seeing multiple perspectives is so hard. You know, we're so used to there's one right way. And what you're saying is there's a lot of good ways and right ways to be. Because what you're describing aren't moral issues here. You're describing preferences.
Yeah, it's always preferences.
There's not a right and wrong there. And so instead of being so focused on my preference, you're saying I'm going to be looking to discover their preference and celebrate it and be grateful that they're honoring me with their presence and their interaction in my life.
And just to recognize, you know, there is something that is fundamentally, and I've done a whole Bible study on this called The Life Ready Woman, by the way, which is why this is a big passion of mine. There's a fundamental way that we as women especially tend to have this little sinful nature crop up in our lives, and it's called control. Right?
Mm. We don't know what you're talking about. Could you define that word? Sorry, I'm totally teasing. Keep going.
No, it's just men have some sinful tendencies of their own. You know, theirs is to be passive and back off in the face of control. And so we each have our own things. But for us as women, we don't realize that legitimately, okay, this is not just a difference of opinion. You know what? His way could actually be better. That colleague's way, that decision that they made that you're like pushing and pushing and pushing to change. You know what? If you stopped pushing and thought for a minute and like backed off for a day, you might say, you know what? If I let myself acknowledge it, that way might actually work better. And it's just, there's something in us that has a hard time with that for some reason. So this is one of those prescriptions to sort of get over thyself. So it really helps.
That's really good. And I'm just thinking about putting this into practice. I mean, I can agree with you mentally on the definition of kindness, but as a recovering perfectionist, see, I thought helping you was kind. Helping you.
That's what we call control on this show, Shanti. We call it helping.
We are helping you. And so, but doing this will actually take that definition of kindness that I give mental assent to and put it into our hearts, because we have to fake it till we make it, right? And in this challenge. Awesome.
Yeah. Very, very much so. This is the thing that was so encouraging. The first step is going, okay, fine, I'll do this because it's probably a good thing and I want this relationship to improve. The second step is, holy cow, my eyes have been opened. I'm not nearly as kind as I thought I was. I'm more negative and not nearly as affirming as I thought I was. I don't do all these things I thought I did. And so then there's the stumbling around, and then it's like, but I don't feel like it, right? That's the next step. But they don't deserve it. But she's, you know, whatever that is, there's that argument with yourself. And that's where that faking it till you feel it becomes this huge tool. It really becomes God's prescription. And that's why we're commanded to do these things, even we don't feel like it. Because God knows if you will do this at some point along the way, you'll realize, you know, I kind of like this person now. You know, everything that they did used to annoy me, but I kind of like them now. Or I just don't notice all those things about my husband that used to drive me crazy. Like, what were those again? Right? And it makes perfect sense. If you're irritated with someone and you tell them that you're irritated and you tell your girlfriends at the office that you're irritated, are you going to be more or less irritated?
Right.
I mean, the answer is pretty obvious, right? You're going to be more right. And if you are irritated, but you refuse to talk about it, and instead you look for something that's affirming and you tell them and you tell your girlfriends at the office every day, are you going to be more or less irritated?
Everybody
knows the answer to that.
And I knew in the first 5 minutes who I was supposed to do this challenge with. So I'm like, oh, wow. Good work, Amy Carroll.
Well, and the phrase you used at the beginning of our time together, Shanti, is you use the phrase heal how we feel.
Yeah.
And so we're either going to make it worse or we're going to participate in the healing. And I can, just listening to you, I can see how that would happen. Because I think it was back in the 70s or 80s, we believed we need to let it all hang out and we would feel better if we vented. And I think the research has come out really clearly that that doesn't actually work.
Imagine that. Yeah, actually, it's funny. I was looking at, and this is from one of my previous research studies. I had to dig a lot into the brain science that's come out about what influences our emotions and all this kind of stuff. And there was this researcher named Brad Bushman. He's a professor at Ohio State. And he had done all this work on anger management and completely has debunked this idea that we all sort of have, that if you are really, really frustrated and somebody is getting on your last nerve, it's really important to let a little steam out of the kettle so that you don't explode eventually. Like if you just bottle it up, then eventually you'll explode. And I think all of us kind of subconsciously believe that for some reason. And he has completely debunked that idea, because it turns out that when you express that frustration, that irritation, that little, what you call venting, right? It's actually not venting. It's actually activating more and more and more this anger system in the brain.
Wow.
And every time you talk about it, every time you say those things, that anger system gets turned up a notch. It's basically like turning up the heat more and more and more. And instead, when you refuse to talk about it, that doesn't necessarily mean ignore it, but you just don't complain about it. You don't talk about it the same way you used to. It's like taking the kettle off the burner and putting the lid on tight, and suddenly the steam just, there's nothing happening. Mm-hmm. And that really is the way God has wired our brains. It's remarkable that when you do that, and then you're looking for these active things to praise, you'll see them everywhere. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It doesn't solve the big problems. Those problems are still going to be there. Mm-hmm. But see the other things that balances them out, and it makes it so easier to solve those problems.
It's beautiful to hear that psychology is affirming what our creator has always said. It's true, right?
I love it.
You know, it's so fun doing the video because I can just see it in your face. You do have a light behind you making you look somewhat angelic, but even beyond that, it is just, if you are so effusive about it. So Amy, what do you think? You up for it?
I've just said at my church that I don't have time to lead a Bible study or to lead a book study. And right when you talked about the group challenge, I was like, oh, Jesus, I think you're redirecting me. Okay. Because I'm inspired by the thought of doing this with a group.
Yeah.
I think that would really help.
Head over to gritandgracegirls.com/episode35, where we're giving away a copy of Shanti's new book, The Kindness Challenge, 30 Days to Improve Any Relationship. You'll also find some great freebies from Shanti, this week's Digging Deeper, and a transcript of today's podcast.
We hope you've enjoyed episode 35 and a half of Grit and Grace, Good Girls Breaking Bad Rules. Join us next week when Sherry and I will be processing with you what we learned from Shanti.
For today, grow your grit. Embrace God's grace. And when you run across a bad rule, you know what to do. Go right on ahead and
break it. Our interview with Shanti Feldhahn about her new book, The Kindness... I can't even describe my day. Okay, let me try again.